Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Prophesy over your life, say.
I'm getting ready.
Oh, oh, something I've never seen.
Ready, position yourself. God's doing a new thing. Are you positioned? Are you ready? Are you prepared? Are you believing? Are you doing your part to get ready for overflow? Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul with a fresh word for you today. Live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, and we are in the books of Luke chapter 1, verse 37, and Matthew chapter 17, verses 15 through 20. Again, that's Luke 1, 37, and Matthew 17, 15 through 20. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me just make a few announcements. Number one, tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern for Daily Fire. You can tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. Number two, if you cannot tune in live, be sure to follow the podcast so the recording will be texted to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting the message DS to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters or message DS to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. Number three, I will be in Clearwater on February 8th, 2020, speaking for the Pasco County NAACP. I look forward to seeing all of you there. If you have not purchased your tickets from them, you can do so on my ministry website. Just go to the itinerary page, that's rossi.org. And finally, some of you are reaching out wanting to contact me for legal representation. That is done on my law office website, callrossiwilliams.com, callrawsiwilliams.com. So rossi.org is the ministry site, and callrossiwilliams.com is the legal or law office site. All right. But if you go to rossi.org, you will see a link to the law office there as well. All right. All of this information, if you couldn't write it down, is on the website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. Let's get into this word. I'm in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, reading from the KJV. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Listen at that, brothers and sisters. For with whom? With God, nothing shall be impossible. Matthew 17, verses 15 through 20. Lord, have mercy on my son. This is someone speaking to Jesus. For he is lunatic and sore vexed, For oft times he falleth into the fire, and oft into the water. Now listen at this. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer with you? Bring him hither to me. Or how long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Listen to this last verse. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. There are those words again. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Our topic for today is, what is your unbelief forfeiting for you? What is it hindering you in receiving? What is your unbelief forfeiting for you? Hallelujah. As we read this word today, one of the things that I really loved is that repeat of that theme, that nothing is impossible for you when you have the faith to believe God, because nothing is impossible for God. See, you may believe in me, Evangelist Attorney Rossi, but guess what? There will be some things that are impossible for me to do because I am human just as you. I have flaws, I have faults, I have fallacies, I have sin. Just like you, I am imperfect. But when it comes to God, there is no failure in him. There are no faults in him. There are no fallacies in God. And because God is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the creator of all things, glory, the ultimate judge and jury, the ultimate holder of infinite jurisdiction to create law, to reverse law, to expand law, there is no impossibility in him. Whatever we need, God is able to supply it. But when we get to what I read to you in Matthew 17, verses 15 through 20, what was so incredulous here is that the disciples who had walked with Jesus, who had talked with Jesus, who had been personal eyewitnesses to miracles already performed by him. These were not things that they only knew through hearsay knowledge, that somebody told them, that somebody said, that somebody said, that somebody said that Jesus did, but through their own personal observation, with their own eyesight, their own senses, they witnessed the miracles of Christ's glory. Yet still didn't have the faith nor the ability to live out the gift and talents that God had placed in them. You see, it's a terrible thing to have witnessed Christ having performed miracles in your life, to have witnessed God already having made a way after way after way after way, opened door after door after door after door, come in and provided healing after healing, testimony after testimony, miracle after miracle. God has already done so many things for you, only for you to get to this obstacle, this issue, this situation, and then have no power because you have allowed your unbelief to come in and prematurely forfeit your success, to abort your victory, to impede your destiny. What is your unbelief hindering today, brothers and sisters? So Jesus said to the disciples that you don't have the right to the right attitude of faith. He said you couldn't cast these demons out, not because you didn't have the ability, not because you didn't have the anointing, not because I wasn't with you, but because of your what? Your unbelief. Because he said you don't have that growing kind of faith. You see, you must have faith as a grain of mustard seed, not the size of a mustard seed, but as a grain of mustard seed. Because you see, a mustard seed starts out small, but then the mustard seed grows so much that the birds can then even lodge in its branches as a mustard seed. In Matthew 13, Jesus expanded upon that more when he told them that your faith has to be as a mustard seed that grows into a tree. See, your unbelief at some point ought to diminish. We got to get ready to go into prayer while your faith is growing. The more that you have seen Jesus do, the more that he has answered your prayer, the more that he has made ways, the more that God has done the impossible for you, the more faith you ought to have. What is your unbelief hindering today? Let's get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Come on and just begin to say hallelujah. Wherever you are, just begin to get into a mindset where you can go to God in prayer in the holies of holies. Just begin to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus and we give you praise. 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 We say thank you, Lord. We say hallelujah. Oh, God, we magnify you. You are truly an awesome God. Truly a worthy God. Father, we come asking you forgiveness of every sin. Father, help our unbelief. Help our doubt. Help our amnesia that forgets over and over what you've already done, so that we are not as a mustard seed, but our faith has, it has remained like the size of a mustard seed. But that is not your will. That is not your will that our faith remains small. But rather you desire that our faith grows up, our faith grows up, because we already believe, we already have received from you, we already know who you are, and because of that, our faith grows and we receive, our faith grows and we receive, our faith grows and grows and grows, and we receive, we receive, we receive. Victory is ours, success is ours. Healing belongs to us because nothing is impossible for you, oh God. Nothing, nothing, nothing is impossible, and we stand on that. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Come in, Father, save, sanctify, deliver, set free, heal, open doors, make ways, bless financially, touch their homes, touch their children, their spouses, go down to their children's children's children. Father, do whatever is needed. Bless on the job. Father, bless in their mental health. Give them a newness in you that they walk in victory. And their unbelief no longer hinders them because they are now made strong in faith. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Oh, we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on and praise God as we get ready to go into the altar call. Continue praising him. For those of you who are unsaved, who are backslidden, who have doubted God, who don't have strong faith, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I will not doubt you, but I will stand believing in faith and I will no longer forfeit. I will no longer abort. I will no longer surrender my victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise God. Welcome to the family of Christ. Our time is run, so let me say this and then give you your task for today. Part of being saved is spending daily time with the Lord and attending service. Make sure you're in church somewhere. You're committed. You're a member of a God-fearing and God-believing church. Make sure you let your leader know that you are now saved or rededicated, and get plugged in to being active in the church, because an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Make sure you tune in with me daily, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern for Daily Fire, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. You can just go to rossi.org to the broadcast page and tune in live, and then make sure you follow by texting DF to phone number 33222. Now, our topic for today is, what is your unbelief forfeiting for you or hindering you from? Your task for today is to get back in position. And whatever it is that you need from God, hallelujah, whatever it is that you're believing from God, say, I speak into the atmosphere that nothing is impossible for you, Lord, and I have, and I receive what I believe. All right, remember to share this word with somebody. Just send them to rossi.org, or for those of you who are following who will receive the text at 8 a.m., forward it and bless someone else. All right, I'll see you in the morning. God has victory for you. He has it for you. Stop the unbelief.
I dedicate this song. Recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.